Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. That song triggers a lot of memories for a lot of people, but the Breakfast Club cast recently had an emotional reunion 40 years later and reveal if they do a sequel. And it appears that all five, Molly Ringwald, Judd Nelson, Anthony Michael Hall, Emilio Estevez, and Ali Sheedy, are up to the idea. They reunited this past Saturday during a panel at the C2E2 convention in Chicago. The event marked the first time the five actors were together publicly since the cult classic film came out in 1985. I watched some of the video of this, and it was pretty cool. And I was not a huge fan of The Breakfast Club, but it was a good movie. It's not something, it was not a cult film to me, but it was something that, you know, I watched, and if there's nothing else on, I watch again. But it was cool to see them on stage reunite. Some of them look the same, some of them look different. But they were all up to the idea of doing it again. I feel really very emotional and moved to have us all together, Ringwald, 57, told the crowd during the panel moderated. Ringwald also noted that the pop culture convention was the first time Estevez, 62, was involved in a reunion with the cast. We don't have to use a cardboard cutout anymore because he's here, she joked, adding, I feel really moved that we're all together. Now, the only one that was not there is the late John Hughes. He was the director of The Breakfast Club. He passed away due to cancer, and they did mention him and say that he was missed. He was missed indeed. So Hughes died of a heart attack in 2009, the director. Hall 57 added that no one matches that, no one comes close to their experience working with Hughes, saying that he was a big part of why The Breakfast Club was as successful as it was. And listen, if it wasn't your thing, it wasn't. But they did say that they'd be open to it. Would you like to see Breakfast Club 2? I wonder how they'd swing that now. Estevez said, movies today are concept-driven. They're not character-driven. And the beauty of John is that he focused on the characters first. And when you think about trying to pitch this movie today, it's about five kids sitting in a library all day in detention. The studio executives would have marched you right out the door and said, where are the monsters? Where are the car chases? Where are the big effects? And he's not wrong. It's also important to remember that we made this movie for $1 million, which at the time was still a lot of money, but the Universal standard was not. It was not, though, as thought of as big, the giant tentpole film they make today. So there's a risk, a lot of risk involved, but today's standards, the movie I don't think would ever get made. The group also agreed that they wouldn't recreate the original out of respect for the director Hughes. So if it's your thing, this is coming from the New York Post. They did an article. There's some video there as well. If you're a Breakfast Club fan, this is something that you should want to see. I'm sure you could find it on YouTube or anywhere else too, but there is a short video in the New York Post story. So check it out if The Breakfast Club was your cult film of the year. But it was a good watching them all together. And that's coming from someone who liked the movie but was not a huge cult follower of the movie. It's 5:43 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.